Paddy Wanodas, Nene Aboriginal Voices, Oska Dewa Nyawar Oska, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Just
I'm
stoked. So stoked.
I was stoked.
All right, I'm stoked.
Let's go for it.
Welcome back to Stoke. It is another beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I hope the weather is really nice and it's not too hot. And we're just back for another beautiful week of episode and theme. And I have another little surprise for you guys. I have a special guest. Say hello.
Hello.
Yay, it's Chloe. I think I've finally managed to get all of my roommates in for a little playlist, so I'm really excited.
I'm excited.
Yes. Okay, so it was actually Chloe's idea. The theme of our playlist, you want to break it down for us?
Is Invaders in the Mind Palace?
Yes, Invaders of the Mind Palace. I'm sure you guys have heard me use this term before, but Mind Palace, like, I don't know how to describe it, Chloe. It's like your thoughts and your, like, mind and brain, but to us, it's just this, like...
Yeah, and I think my Mind Palace is, like, a happy place. Like, I try to keep it, I try to keep it, like, nice and clean in there.
Yes.
But, like, sometimes people, like... will invade.
Yes. And it's, we're trying to like edge it around different things. So like an invader could be like maybe a sig other, like a significant other, or it could be like a parent or like a family member, a special memory that you have.
Yeah.
So it's,
and
just,
I would say, just,
yeah,
like it changes the way you're thinking on a day-to-day. Like these songs, like if I'm listening to this song, like I'm transported to thinking about someone else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're in my mind palace.
They're in your mind palace. And it's not like we say invaders and infiltrators, and that makes it sound really bad, but it's just like someone that's like, you'll get a thought and immediately just takes over everything.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's the vibe we're on right now. Let's just get into it. I think my first song, it's really funny. This song, every time I hear it, obviously it's Fix You by Coldplay. I'm transported back to my grade 7 days, and this was my first slow dance song, and I can't help but think about the sweaty, awkward gymnasium every time I hear Fix You come on. So that's my first pull. It's kind of funny to me.
That is awesome. Mine is The Woman That Loves You by Japanese Breakfast. This infiltrator is my mother.
Good infiltrator.
No,
or bad.
No, no, love, no. Her, but this is about just like, I don't know. This, I know like the backstory of this song because I read the artist's memoir, and it's, mm-hmm, about her relationship with her mom, and it just kind of reminds me of my relationship with my mom, and it makes me emotional because like I don't like live in the same place as my parents anymore, so.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me think of her.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm so excited. This whole playlist, there's some good vibes on this. I mean, I say good vibes, but it's pretty slow and sad. But
yeah, they're...
But it's good vibes for us because we like this type of music,
yeah.
So it's perfect. Anyways, you guys stick around. This is Invaders of the Mind Palace, or In the Mind Palace, and keep listening.
You don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep. Stuck in rivers. And the tears come streaming down your face. Sweet.
Well, welcome back to Stoke, guys. If you're just tuning in, this is Invaders of the Mind Palace. This is songs that remind us of people, and every time we hear it, it'll just kind of take us into the time of our life that these people were a part of it. So that the first two songs are awesome. Chloe, that Japanese breakfast song just hits different.
Love it.
It's so good. Anyways, my next song, I did quick Jimmy Jamming because I wasn't happy with what I picked, but this one I think is it. I know I might have played it already, but I Love You So by the Walters is just a song that, like, throughout high school for me, there would be, like, many different people and situations that would happen, and I remember just playing this song over and over again, especially in grade 12. And the chorus, like, I've said this many times, but any song that says exactly how I'm feeling and I can, like, belt out, that is a song that will always invade my mind palace. So I Love You So, the last little lyrics, like the chorus where you can, like, where it slows down a bit, I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about, but that one, it's giving me back to my grade 12 crush days, and it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's great. Chloe, what
great
about
song.
You
Mine is about my dad. I have these two about my parents, and the rest of them are like friends or like little crushes of mine. But this is my all-time favorite song, number one, and it's just about like I just like love my dad. I think that it's just about like wanting to stick by someone. As you get older, it's feel like it's easy to just like drift from your parents, but This song makes me think of him, and it's my favorite song.
What is it?
Oh, it's My Father's Daughter, but it's Olivia Vedder and Eddie Vedder together. So this is like, Olivia Vedder only has like two songs. This is one of them, and obviously Eddie Vedder is like awesome. So
yeah,
yeah,
that's great super tune. Cool. He's Pearl Jam, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I'm not like a Pearl Jam listener, but I went through a phase where I was obsessed with the Into the Wild soundtrack. he did that, so he's like on my Spotify Wrapped, I think.
Oh God,
but
I love it.
Not because of Pearl Jam.
It's been Into the Wild.
Because of Into the Wild, and yeah, and obviously that's all the more special because he's singing the song with his daughter.
Yeah,
so very cute.
Yes, I'm very excited to hear that. So, those are the next two coming up. Please stick around. It's gonna get awesome. This is Stoke, and keep tuning in, guys.
I just need someone in my life to give it structure, to handle all the selfish ways I'd spend my time without her. Everything I want, but I can't deal with all your lovers. You're saying I'm the one, but it's your actions that speak louder. Giving me love and you are down and need another. I've gotta get away and let you go. I've gotta get over.
guys, we are getting into the middle section of the playlist. I'm having fun. Chloe, are you having fun?
Loving it.
I know some of these songs, especially this next one that's going to come up, is going to, it's infiltrating.
Yeah.
It's invading badly.
It's in the palace.
It's in the palaces getting
it's
paraded.
Past the guards.
We like to picture our mind palace. I mean, me especially, I pictured it as a dark, desolate castle, and these people are trying to crawl into it, and like I'm at the top of the moat being like, no, don't come in here.
Mine's like bright and pretty. It's in the clouds.
Oh.
And it's like, and like, but like when the invaders are like dark blobs, like trying to get in.
Okay, yeah. I love, everyone's mind palace is different. Come on. Anyways, okay, so this next song, this one is about my Nana, and this was unfortunately when she was sick, and the song was played when we were like driving up to visit her, and it's LCD Sound System, Dance Yourself Clean, and there's nothing about the words in the song or any vibe of it that remind me of like her herself, but it just really reminds me of that period of time in my life, which obviously reminds me of her, but every time I hear it, it is like a stop in my tracks, like, oh my god, this is associated with that time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, obviously now it's very like happy and I really do like LCD Sound System, but man, when I hear the first like intro, especially because it's like, we're gonna play a shorter version, but it's originally a 9-minute long song, I'm like, oh my god, I'm out of commish for 9 minutes. But yeah, that one's about my Nana. What about you, Chloe? What's your next one?
Okay, my song is Harbor by Clara. It's kind of a sad song, but to me it's like not that sad. It's about the feeling of like you've kind of realized that like this relationship is over, you're falling out of love with someone, but like it's sort of about like having to like come to terms with that while you're still like kind of with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's honestly like, it's a very slow like melancholic song, but I think it's kind of nice. It's like, okay, it's kind of about just like sorting out how you feel about something.
Mm-hmm.
But like it's in the mind palace for sure.
Mm-hmm. And you're wearing your Clairo shirt right
I
now
am.
Too. So she would tell me that this album she would like fall asleep to, right?
Yeah.
Every night.
I listen to this. I have certain albums that I just listen to fall asleep. And this was one for months.
Yeah.
Like months. All my top Spotify raps was like this album, but like in order 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Because
oh
it's like,
God.
I would just turn it on every night. So
that's hilarious. So you've got Clairo's number one fan in the studio right now. But anyways, guys, we'll get back to it. You've got Dance Yourself Clean and then Harbor coming up.
Just like me. company, excluded in the night. Present company, included in the fight. We'll be right back.
for the constant affirmations, while I scrounge for understanding and follow. If we really cared, the morning gates stay open. If you had a thought that I'd be there, oh, I'd be there.
Getting deeper and deeper into this episode. That was a great song, Chloe. Good pick.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was good. It's just a good vibey song. Also, I lied to you guys. I said I was going to play the shorter version of Dance Yourself Clean, but then it wasn't hitting as well. So you got the full version. It's just a great building song. I loved it. So we'll move on. This next one, mine is by Parks, Squares, and Alleys, and it's called We're Not Just Friends. And the song's really, it's not really hard to read into what this means, but it's just like, a lot of relationships can be like ambiguous and you don't really know if there's a vibe or not. But it's about this like guy who reads into this vibe and it's like, well, we both know that there's more to this than what meets the eye. So I don't know. It really resonated with me all throughout like the past few years I've been here. So it's just, it's like, I don't know. And it's a good kind of melancholy, like, ambient song. And you guys know I like a good ambient song. So that was my pick. It's just, it's a good one that, like, every time I hear it, I will never skip the song. Never. So that's my pick. What about you, Chloe? Awesome.
Mine is The Gold, the Phoebe Bridgers version with Manchester Orchestra. About the same kind of situation as the last song. It's just about, like, kind of realizing that something's, like, over. And it's a little bit sad, but it's also, like, it's just a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do like The Gold. I don't think I've ever heard the Phoebe Bridger version, but I like.
I personally like it better.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear it. No, that's good. Okay, well, you guys, we're not really chatting too much because we want to get through our songs, and we're like deeply connecting when we listen to these songs. So they're like telling stories behind the mic, but you can't hear them.
Yeah,
some of them are too sus. You can't hear it. Anyways, keep listening. We only got a couple more songs left, but enjoy, guys. Was a great song. Again, I think I do like the Phoebe Bridgers version better.
Yeah, I agree.
It's good. It's very good. It's a lot more mellow, and you know us, we're mellow girls.
Yeah, this is a particularly melancholic episode, I fear.
I do, but it's honestly, that's kind of the Mind Palace vibe. I'm not really raving to people.
No.
Invading my mind palace. All right, well, anyway, my next song is more, this song reminds me of like a time and like a memory of a person kind of thing. And it was just this like summer memory, like this band was playing live and I was in the bathroom and I was having so much fun because like this person I'd known like walked in. I was like, oh my God, what a surprise. Like, this is crazy. And then the band started playing like one of my favorite songs of all time. I've never heard it live, and it's Booster Seat by Spacey Jane. I'm sure I've talked about them or maybe played the song before, but it had to go in here. And it just reminds me of like this peak time of when I was like, oh my gosh, like this is just perfect. I love this time. Like, it's so exciting, like, and it's just a good summer vibe, and it reminds me a lot of this summer as well, like just a Kingston summer song to me as well.
Awesome.
Yes. Chloe? Yeah,
great tune. Mine is Blonde in the Bleachers by Joni Mitchell. Little bit more of like a folk vibe, but I love Joni Mitchell. She's awesome, and this song is kind of about like what it's like to have a little crush on someone who like so many people have a crush on them, like
yeah,
like come on, like it's just like, or not so many people have a crush on them, but it's just like, I don't know, like I don't like to like compare myself to other people, and this song is about what it's like when you end up comparing yourself to other people. So
no, I'm curious to hear this one because there's this other song I listened to recently called Blonde, and I feel like it's gonna give the same vibe. It's like comparing, and it's always, they always compare people to the blondes, like it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Every song is about that, and it's like, I don't even think it's like blonde people in general, it's just like this other person,
it's just the flashy other person. Yes, that you're comparing yourself to.
Exactly. Yeah. But the grass isn't always greener, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's crazy. But
brunettes have fun too.
Brunettes are coming from two brunettes. We have a lot of fun. Yeah, do you want to say your next one too as well?
Okay. And then the other one is Friends by Don West. I've been super into this song lately. It's just kind of about what it's like to have like a little crush on like a friend, but it's like we're friends, like you don't want to do anything, you know. So yeah,
no, that's good. I'm also excited. I've never heard the Joni Mitchell or Don West song, so
it's a good, the Don West one I've like discovered recently, but I've been enjoying a lot.
I have one more song, but I think we're gonna run out of time, so I'll just talk about it anyways. But it is About You by the 1975. I'll have to play it in another one, but that's another song that it was just like, again, a certain era of my life, and I was just like, when lyrics hit different during certain times of your life and remind you of these people, it's just like every time you listen to it, it transports you back to like then or whatever. And it's kind of magical because like we're talking about things that are happening now, and it's like, well, maybe in 10 years I'll be driving, and then all of a sudden, you know, booster seat comes on. I'm like, oh my God, like start swerving on the road. Like, I don't know. But yeah, I've had a lot of fun, Chloe.
I'm loving this.
It's so, so nice. It's awesome because we get to listen to the music too, guys. We're just like sitting here and vibing to the songs with the big speakers playing. It's awesome. Yeah. Anyways, all right, we'll wrap this up just because I think we are going to run out of some time for my wrap up after. But thanks for listening, guys. This has been Invaders or Infiltrators of the Mind Palace.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Thanks for having me, Dane.
Of course, Chloe. I've had so much fun. So you guys stay tuned. We'll see you next Tuesday. DM us one of your Mind Palace invaders, please. Like, interact with us.
I would love to hear that. Like, this is, like, it says a lot about a person. What's in your Mind Palace? Like,
yeah. Give us your song. Maybe we'll shout you out, okay? Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. We will see you next week. Tell you what, alright.
wraps her hair for you. Above the loudspeakers, you start to fall. She follows you home, but you miss living alone. You can still hear sweet mysteries calling you. The bands and the roadies, loving them and leaving them. It's pleasure to try them, it's trouble to keep them. It seems like you've gotta give up such a piece of your soul when you give up the chase. Feeling it hot and cold, you're in rock and roll, it's the nature of the race. It's the unknown child, so sweet and wild, it's youth, it's too good to waste.
Over, 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 over. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single from Kingston rocker Rowan Picard, released with her band Rogue Rising. If This Is the End is an upbeat breakup anthem that explores the bittersweet feelings of first love with cool guitar riffs and a catchy chorus that will make you want to sing along. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via Visit Kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream If This Is the End by Rogue Rising on your favorite platforms and enjoy it with us here now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah, we had a fight, but we're all through. No one makes a mess.